This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Oh, thank you very much for joining me here for another hour. And another edition of Auto World, having some technical problems, which I thought were long behind us. But a little bit earlier today, I was having a few problems as well. But we've got two great guests joining us in this hour of the broadcast. We're going to be talking to an author of a cool new book all about the Ford Mustang. And then we're going to be talking to a representative of Swap a Lease. That's an interesting company that's been around for a relatively short span of time, but they're definitely causing a lot of stir in the industry. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our regular number. It's 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. And in addition to that, of course, you can email me at any time, bob@autoworldradio.com. Or if you get a bounce back on that, bob@autoworldradio.com. You should use that one as your primary. bob@autoworldradio.com. bob@boblongradio.com. Well, our first guest, I don't know if he's with us yet, but let me just remind you that if you are in the market for classic car insurance, there's only one company you should be thinking about. If you need classic car insurance, only Hagerty has the expertise and the passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. Now we go to the guest lines powered by Hagerty and bring forth Donald Farr, the author of Speed Read Mustang. Donald, are you with us?
Thanks, Bob.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good here from in Florida with thunderstorms popping up. It's that time of year.
It certainly is that time of the year. And the subtitle of the book is, of course, the history, design, and the... I'm having computer problems at the moment. Let's see. The history, design,
and culture.
Yeah. That's it. Behind the original pony car. And certainly there is a lot of culture, a lot of people just adore their Mustangs. I remember going to the... it was the 50th anniversary of the Mustang, and that was held a number of years back, and that was a great celebration, and even I attended the 40th celebration as well. How about yourself? Yeah. When did you first become interested in Mustangs?
It would have been February 1966 when my grandfather, who lived across the highway from me, brought home a 66 GT hardtop, signal flare red, and I realized right away how cool it was to have a Mustang. I mean, he was probably in his 60s then, and everybody in the neighborhood was talking about Mr. Guy buying a Mustang. So, you know, and I would go to town with him or my grandmother, and I wanted to be seen in the car. I wanted my friends to see me riding in that Mustang. I never wanted them to see me riding in their old Falcon, but they did in that Mustang. So that's what got me underway. And then when I got my first car in 1970, it was 1970 Fastback, and I haven't been without a Mustang since.
Oh, that's great. Oh, you do such a wonderful job in the book, including telling the story of the launch. That's one of the initial chapters in the book, and it was launched in a very unusual way. And tell us a little bit about going back in the day with Lee Iacocca and how the Mustang came to be.
Well, Lee Iacocca and not just Lee, but some other people that worked at Ford, Don Fry among them, had a hunch that, you know, the baby boom generation was coming of age in 1964. The first group of them were turning 18. And they figured they didn't want a stodgy Fairlane or a big Galaxy. They would probably want a compact car like a Falcon, but the Falcon wasn't very sporty either. So they wanted to develop a brand new car, but they couldn't convince Henry Ford II to invest that type of money.
Big sure.
He still remembered the Edsel just a few years prior, which was a tremendous flop. And so he didn't want to put the money into building a totally new car. So they came up with the concept of using the Falcon chassis, the Falcon engine and transmissions, and rebodying it with a sportier looking sheet metal. And, you know, I think they had like $45 million budget to do it with. It wasn't a lot to create a new car. But obviously, it was very successful, and part of that success came from the fact that instead of introducing the Mustang in September, like most new model year cars were done back in those days, they targeted the New York World's Fair in April 1964. So the 65 Mustang came out about 6 months earlier than the regular 65 model year cars. And it was also introduced at the World's Fair, where during the opening of the World's Fair, where a lot of the world's press was already there. So they had no trouble getting them to come to their press conference to introduce the Mustang all by itself.
That's great.
Yeah. And, you know, I think they sold 22,000 in the first day, April 17th. And within 2 years, they had sold 1 million, which was a record. And I think it still may be a record for a new car launch in America.
Absolutely. That is so true. Let's talk about the design. Was there, in fact, a design contest?
Yeah. Several designs had been submitted to Lee Iacocca, and he wasn't excited about any of them. So he instituted a design contest between the Mercury Studio, the Ford Styling Studio, and the Special Studio. And they all came up with their drawings and eventually a clay. The interesting story there was it had to be done fast. So a guy named Joe Orris was over the Ford studio, and he instructed one day, they were working on Galaxies, I think, and he came in and instructed his guys. He said, Mr. Iacocca wants some sketches and clay of a new sports car. I need you guys to come up with something by in the morning. And a gentleman named Gail Haldeman, and I know Gail, just a wonderful guy, and he was busy all day working on this Galaxy. So he went home and he actually sketched it out at home that night and brought it in. And he had the long hood, the short deck, all of the things that they thought Mr. Iacocca wanted. He kind of wanted a miniature Continental, you know, that long
yeah.
hood, short deck. And so they were aware of that. And then he drew that and it was selected. And then they made the clay out of it. And when they put all the clays out in the styling, the design studio styling courtyard, Lee Iacocca, they said they knew he liked it because when he started rolling his cigar around in his mouth, it was something he was interested in.
That's great. And you tell this story so well in this brand new book, and it's a series of these speed read books which are put out by Motor Books International.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Grandpa, what do you call this thing again?
It's a 66 Ford Bronco.
I think you got ripped off.
Why is that, honey?
It's got no Wi-Fi, no USB port, no Bluetooth.
Exactly. I guess we'll just have to talk.
Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect.
Is that the window button?
It's called a window crank.
Cool. The faster I move it, the faster it goes down.
This moment of escape was created by Haggerty.
Being old is kind of cool, Grandpa.
Works for me.
For people who love cars.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
All right, we got that little technical gremlin taken care of. Donald Farr is our very special guest. Speed Read Mustang is the name of the book, the history, design, and culture behind Ford's original pony car. And it's quite a unique story, as he's been telling us about the design contest within the Ford Motor Company, the way the car was rolled out, the number sold, and even the advertising campaign on the Mustang was quite unique.
Yeah, it was. They did a lot. When they got a feeling, they did some testing with the car and got a feeling early on that it was going to be pretty popular. So they invested, you know, money into a campaign, and they were on all three TV, the major three TV networks back in the day, on the Friday night before April 17th. Yeah, I think they were on Hazel, if you remember that show, and a couple of the other popular shows. So they bought advertising for those shows. They bought newspaper advertising, magazine advertising. And one of the big coups that happened was they somehow got Lee Iacocca and the Mustang on the cover of Time and Newsweek at the same time, which you know, I'm sure both magazines were probably miffed about that, but it was a big deal for Ford. Lee Iacocca said that was probably worth 100,000 sales of new Mustangs.
Absolutely. Imagine something like that today. That would not ever happen.
Yeah, they don't sell 100,000 cars in a year these days, mostly.
That's right. It's a changed automotive world, and it's going to be a very interesting decade ahead as we see additional changes. I couldn't believe that Ford made the decision to stop producing basically passenger cars except the Mustang, and is going to go from a full-line manufacturer to a manufacturer of trucks, crossovers,
and SUVs. Yeah, and the Mustang.
And the Mustang. Thank God for that.
Yeah, that was kind of a shocker, I think, to everybody to hear that, but we were certainly glad to hear the Mustang survive, and as part of that, because the Fusion is going away, that is Ford's NASCAR vehicle. The Mustang will be the NASCAR race car next year. So,
well, that will be cool.
Yeah, it's already in the Xfinity series, the lower series, so they have some experience with it, but it's going to be cool to see it in the top series next year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, personally, the design of the Fusion is wonderful. There are some cues from Aston Martin and Jim Hayes, the designer of that vehicle, and I did a interview when it was first unveiled, and it's surprising to me that it hasn't sold. But that's sedans these days. There's so many choices out there. Let's speaking of racing, the Indy Pace Car editions of the Mustang. I know because I owned a 1979 Pace Car, the fox-bodied one. But how many other times did the Mustang pace the Indy 500?
Three times, and that was another part of the launch in '64. Was they got the Mustang to be the pace car for the Indianapolis 500, and they built two or three special convertibles. We're not sure if they finished the third one, but they at least built two very special convertibles. The early on, the Mustang wasn't available with the 289 high performance, but they felt like they needed that engine to reach the pacing speeds at Indy. So they sent them to Holman Moody, and Holman Moody put a 289 high performance Fairlane engines in them to make sure that they were able to handle the speeds. And then again in 79, that was the first year of the Fox body, and that was a cool program because the new Fox body had come out, and it really didn't look much like the older Mustangs. It didn't have all of the cues. It was very European looking, but with the pace car, they showed us a glimpse of what could be done to add performance to that body style for look, you know, the air dam, the rear spoiler, the unique seats. So that was a cool one. And then in 94, when they came out with the next generation Mustang, it was also the pace car, and they used the Cobra convertible for that.
And of course, course, today we've got the Shelby GT350, and around the bend, the most powerful Mustang ever promised to deliver more than 700 horsepower, and that's the upcoming GT500 Shelby, and that should be quite a cool car once it hits the highways.
Yeah, next year is going to be a very interesting year, the 2019 model year. I kind of liken it to 1969 when you had all the different models, you know, Mach 1, Boss 302, Boss 429. And next year, in addition to the EcoBoost and the GT, we're going to have the already introduced 2019 Bullitt GT. And the new GT500, and I've been told that the GT350 will still be for sale. So all of those cars will be in the Ford dealer showrooms together.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of cool Mustangs are going to be available next year. And then there's speculation. Is this also the 50th anniversary for the Boss Mustangs and the Mach 1? So will they do some kind of special edition there? But speculation still. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And you do a great job in the book, in section 4 of the book, talking about the performance and all the famous engines throughout the years, as well as some folks who took Mustangs and made special editions, like Steve Saline, for example.
Yeah, I saw Steve yesterday, in fact, up at the Ford Nationals in Carlisle. So he's still building cars. And of course, he was very much like Carroll Shelby. You know, Carroll Shelby did the earlier cars, and Steve did, he was known for the Fox bodies, and still to this day. Of course, Carroll came back and started building Mustangs again in 2006. So, those were really specialty Mustangs. And then you had the other special editions, like the California specials that were done by Ford, the Grabber models in 1970. So, Sprint 200s in the early days of they once they kind of got the market saturated, Ford came out with these special editions, usually in the spring, to kind of spike sales a little bit before the next model year.
That's so true. We're talking with Donald Farr. He is the author of this wonderful new book from Motor Books International. It's called Speed Read, and it's all about the history, design, and culture of America's original pony car and Ford's original pony car. And Donald, in addition to Amazon and the usual spots online, hopefully people will be able to pick it up at some bookstores and
yes.
Barnes and Noble as well. Hold on with us. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
With the U.S.-North Korea summit back on for June 12th, former U.N. Ambassador Bill Richardson, who's traveled to North Korea 8 times, tells ABC's This Week there's a danger of the talks becoming a big photo op.
The North Koreans, I've negotiated with them, they maneuver you into a corner. They never say no. They're relentless. They're focused. And now our position has shifted dramatically.
Richardson says the president should not give in to an urge for PR. It was 1 year ago that 3 ISIS-inspired terrorists mowed down pedestrians in a van on London Bridge and then stabbed people at nearby bars and restaurants before being shot and killed. Hundreds attended a service at nearby Southwark Cathedral, where Bishop Christopher Chesham remembered those who lost their lives.
We do not forget the many victims, 8 men and women from 5 nations who were killed.
There was a national minute of silence at 4:30 local time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We got Scott from Swap Elise on deck. But right now, we're finishing up with Donald Farr telling us all about this new book, Speed Read Mustang, The History, Design, and Culture of the Original Pony Car. And this... there's so much I want to ask you, Donald, so I'm definitely going to get you back on the show when I don't have the technical problems that have plagued our interview here today.
Okay, so that'd be great.
We'll do a full hour on this because I love Mustangs and Corvettes, so that's kind of a strange combination, but I've owned both and loved them both and love talking everything about them. So we'll get you back real soon. In writing this book, was there any one thing that you uncovered that you were not aware of, any misconceptions about the Mustang?
Well, I guess not. This, as part of the Motor Books Speed Read series, it's a new series from Motor Books. They wanted a quick, for somebody who knows nothing about Mustangs, they wanted to be able to read this book and really get up to speed on what the Mustang is all about for the past 54 years, the special editions, the performance models, the racing history, the launch. So I didn't have a whole lot of covering 54 years in small little snippets was a challenge to me for stuff that I couldn't put in. So
yeah.
I really didn't uncover anything new, but I did. Motor Books had a great idea about including what they call factoids, and so it was neat to be able to throw in some of the interesting facts about Mustang, like, for example, in 64 Indianapolis 500, the winner of the race won a Mustang. And the winner was A.J. Foyt, and so Ford gave him a Mustang, and I guess he had enough cars because reportedly he gave it to his maid. So, in fact, I had a real nice note from Lee Iacocca, or from his assistant. Motorbook sent him a copy of the book, and he said that was, he didn't even know that, and he hoped the maid kept the car and made a lot of money off of it.
Very good. Outstanding. So we'll get back with you and line up another full hour so we can really dive deep into this book. But in the meantime, folks, check it out online at the usual spots, Amazon.com. BarnesandNoble.com, and look around for it because I'm sure it's going to be in many bookstores as well. Donald, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Bob, for having me on.
We move from Donald Farr, the author of this Ford Mustang book, part of the Speed Read series from Motor Books International, to a gentleman who's been with us before. But let me remind you, if you need classic car insurance, only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. Scott Hall now joins us from Swapolis. Scott, how have you been?
Hey, doing really well. Thanks for having me on the program today.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the history of Swapolis before we get into some of the subjects that we're talking about today. But how long has Swapolis been around?
We're just about 19 years at this point. We've been doing this since the early 2000s and have had a lot of success matching people up who want to get out of leases with people who want to take those short-term leases over.
And certainly I'm sure there's a growing number of those folks. Your growth over the years has been phenomenal.
It really has, and you know, one of the main drivers of our growth has been the fact that leasing is growing as well, especially over the last couple of years. And Bob, I'm sure you're aware, in 2017, essentially 30% of the market leased their vehicles when they went to get a new vehicle.
And that's a real significant amount if you look at the sales numbers from the past couple of years of 16 to 17 million cars. To have 30% of them leased, that tells you a lot.
You make a great point. Not only was it a high leasing penetration percentage, but it was also a very good year for vehicles as well.
It definitely was, and certainly a great time to be a car guy or a car girl because there's just so much technology, so much performance available, stuff that I never thought I would see, like the 840 horsepower Demon from Dodge or the 707 Hellcat engine from FCA or the upcoming 700 horsepower plus Mustang. Who would believe it? I know they pointed out at the Indy 500 this year, the Corvette was the 2019 Corvette ZR1, and it makes more horsepower, about 740 horsepower, than the cars that were racing on the track, which make between 500 and 600 horsepower. And when you look at the top end of that car, too, and this is a luxury-laden vehicle, 215 miles an hour is the peak speed in the new ZR1 Corvette. And again, a lot of those Indy cars, with a lot more help from aerodynamics, have trouble sustaining that kind of speed.
Absolutely, and you know, another point, not only is the horsepower just going crazy on vehicles, but it's very reliable too.
Oh, so true. And it used to be the land of the exotics, in which you would buy a very cool vehicle if you were fortunate enough to purchase a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or any of the models that fall into the exotic category, Maserati. But a lot of those vehicles were very finicky and not exactly easy to drive.
Absolutely the case. I remember years ago, and I'm probably showing my age, when the first Acura NSX hit the market, and it sort of started to change that trend. But you are absolutely correct. Not that I was fortunate enough to own one of those exotics, but I read plenty about them.
Yeah, I'm in the same place as you are. Love that original NSX from 1991. And, you know, they used to call it the poor man's Ferrari. But, of course, by the time it went out of business, the car was very, very expensive. And now it's back with a whole lot of technology, including an electric component and all-wheel drive. But what a great vehicle that is.
No doubt about that.
So tell us a little bit more about how the website works, Swapalease. If you're in a position where you want to get out from under, what do you do? Log on to Swapalease, and that's where it all begins.
That's correct. You can visit swapalease.com. It's just three words run together, Swapalease. And what we do is we really have two sides to the equation, because it's our goal to match up those people who either need or want out of their leases with someone who wants to take over the remainder of that short-term lease and get a really good deal on their next vehicle. You can kind of think about it almost as a dating service for car leases.
I like that. That's excellent. And again, when you look at the first quarter, the trend continues with auto leases from you guys, the experts there at swapalease.com. So we're going to see even more available down the road.
We just recently released our 2017 Q1 report, something that we do on a quarterly basis, of course. And just a couple of interesting takeaways from the review is the average payment on our site went up about $10 from the previous quarter. And another one I found really interesting from a survey that we did with our users, 17.5% of them actually have two or more leases in their, or at least
wow,
two leases in their garage, which I thought was interesting as well.
Hold that thought. When we come back, we'll hear more interesting factoids from Swapalease and our very special guests. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits? That costs a ton of money anyways.
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Scott Hall is with us from SwapAlease.com, and SwapAlease has unveiled a quarterly auto lease trends and overall reports for a quarter 2018, and that's interesting, Scott, that sometimes there are two lease vehicles in a family. I can think of one right off the bat. And what's the average lease price for a vehicle at this point in time?
The average lease price, let me speak specifically to SwapAlease, would be right around $495 a month. That's what we're seeing from all of our users.
And as far as that go right ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. And that, of course, indicates that leasing does still tilt a little bit to the luxury side of the vehicle spectrum.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question about which brands are the ones that are heavily used in the SwapAlease program.
BMW vehicles as well as Mercedes-Benz are typically very popular vehicles on the SwapAlease website. However, I do want to point out that we do have vehicles across all different brands, and we actually have seen some other brands really starting to gain some traction with us, Cadillac being one of those, which I thought was also interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And Chrysler with 27%. And Chevrolet with 23%. That's some pretty high search numbers for those two brands.
You're absolutely correct. And interesting, you bring up the Chevrolet. Somebody was telling me the other day that Chevrolet is kind of a low-end brand, and I tried to convince them that yes, they do have cars in the low 20 range, but they also have some trucks and SUVs that get pretty expensive. So they really do have the full spectrum of MSRPs, vehicles, and of course the subsequent lease payments as well.
Absolutely. There's a wide range. Some of those SUVs and trucks can get quite expensive. And then, of course, you've got the Corvette and you've got the high-level variants of the Camaro as well. Let's talk about some other vehicles that see a lot of searching on your site. How about Lexus? How does Lexus do?
Lexus is actually gaining quite a bit of traction as well with us. They actually have very similar sales numbers across the board as their main competitors, that being Mercedes and BMW. And we're starting to see them really gain some traction on the swap-a-lease marketplace as well.
Scott Hall is our very special guest, the Executive Vice President of SwapALease.com. And if you've never experienced the website, I would encourage you to go and check it out, because there's so many different opportunities available for folks, including just getting out of a car for a few months. You might be almost down to the wire on it, and for whatever reason, you need to get out of your lease. Your company, Swap a Lease, can help that person out.
Absolutely. And we see people coming to us for multiple reasons that need to get out of their vehicle. It can be financial. Of course, I'm sure that's when a lot of people would probably jump into their heads. But what we're seeing more and more is just the desire to get into a different vehicle or different type of vehicle. And I think that's really coming to pass. For instance, you see the growth in demand for crossovers, for instance. You know, people are looking to get into those taller, even roomier vehicles and move away from the more traditional vehicles like your four-door sedans and coupes.
Yep, that is true. Let's talk about the majority of leasees are listing their vehicles for transfer with a 25-to-1 month remaining on the contract in the first quarter. Pardon me, Scott, we're having some little technical problems here today, so we're going to get you back for a visit as well.
Oh, no problem at all. No problem. Happy to come back whenever you'll have us.
Oh, most definitely. What's the number one thing you would say to an average listener out there pondering checking out Swap-a-Lease?
Well, the number one thing I would say is, and what we've really seen the growth in, is people that have never leased before taking a shot at us or taking a look at us, maybe a better way to put it. But I would really encourage people to visit our site, even if they don't have the lease to get out of, because what we're learning is people are using it as a benchmark to help them get a better deal on their new vehicle as well if they're going into the dealership themselves.
And how does it geographically work if you're living in Florida, per se, and you want to take over someone's lease in Michigan? How does that transfer take place?
Well, a couple of different components come into play on your longer distance transfers. We've actually partnered up with an inspection company that for about $150 will go anywhere in the United States and provide you a full report of that vehicle via email with pictures and everything to make sure that vehicle not only is in the condition that the lease seller claims it to be in, but it's also a good way to verify that it has the correct equipment that's listed as well. And then secondarily, we also have transportation partners that can help move that vehicle from, of course, point A to point B, regardless of where that may be in each side of the equation.
That's great. And as you look ahead to 2019 model year, do you expect your leasing to increase even more ahead?
I think there is going to be some additional growth in the leasing market. I think we are going to see it kind of move an incrementally moving forward. Again, it's hovering right around that 30% mark over the last couple of years, and I do think that there's more room for growth in leasing. And I think that's even somewhat evidenced in other financing options that you see out there in the automotive business. Probably your best example would be the subscription services are starting to gain a little bit of popularity as well.
And for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the subscription services, they sound very cool, but when you start looking into it, it gets very, very pricey. Explain the subscription services for us, Scott.
What you generally see in the subscription model, and you know, please keep in mind that this is very much an evolving thing at this point, and people are kind of trying to figure it out. But what you generally see is a firm that will say, look, for X number of dollars a month, you're able to switch your vehicle this frequently. It could be daily, it could be weekly, it could be monthly. And with the subscription service, one of the benefits that you see, not only, of course, the flexibility that you would get from having different vehicles available at your disposal, but would always include the maintenance. So you wouldn't have any maintenance and repair headaches to worry about. And often that would include the insurance as well. So it is kind of, even though maybe a little bit more expensive on a monthly basis, it does include some things that you might not get through your, you would not get through your traditional financing. And it does mirror leasing to some degree, because in most leases you don't have a great deal of maintenance to worry about, or the factory has built that into the lease as well. But it's still an evolving process. You are correct that it is a more expensive route from a monthly budget basis, but it'll be interesting to see how things unfold over the next couple of years.
Yeah, BMW is one of the brands participating in. And when you look at some of their pricing levels and Porsche, you know, these are definitely opportunities for folks that have quite a bit of money. Because I know, for example, the Porsche program, the highest level is more than $3,000 a month. So you've got to be doing quite well to consider one of those.
I'd be interested to know in those Porsches what ones would qualify and which ones would not, because that is definitely a large monthly expense. There's no doubt about that.
That's true. And BMWs, they have two different leases. But if you want to drive any of the M badged vehicles, the M2 or M4 or 5 or 6, it goes up significantly as well.
I do know of a local program. We're actually headquartered in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we're actually seeing here locally, as well as some different locations in Ohio, where some dealers are actually taking on their own subscription programs, using a third party to help manage those programs. And what we're seeing, for the most part, is the monthly expense ranging around $1,000, which is still a lot of money, but absolutely more affordable than the Porsche example.
You're not kidding. Scott, as I said, we'll get you back in the next few weeks to talk a little bit more in depth. We thank you so much for your time here today.
Hey, thank you for having me on, and enjoy talking to you as well as your listeners. Thank you.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-800-